Money, Riches, and Wealth is sponsored by the Financial Consulate.
Say you don't need no diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
This is Drew Tignanelli, your Money, Riches, and Wealth, and here with Christopher John O'Shea.
Yes, sir. This isn't Nick Mangione and Governor Robert Ehrlich, but we'll see what we can do.
You're better. Better.
The guests are.
Anyway.
They're our listeners. They're our guests tonight.
Our listeners are open show. Like I keep telling Sean every time we talk, I say, you know, as long as they want to call in and ask questions, we're going to run open shows. And so if you want to keep running open shows, just give us a call. If you don't call, then I'm going to bring guests on to pass the time. But if I do, when I do have a great guest, like
sure.
Bobby Ehrlich, you know, I think he's always good to talk to. Right around this time, you know, you got a big election coming up in 2 months. Who better to talk to? I mean, the guy's been spot on a lot of things in politics that nobody else had predicted, you know?
He knows his business.
He does. He absolutely does. So anyway, if you want to call in, 410-922-6680. If you want to call in and ask a question, and you lead the conversation. That's what an open show is all about. You lead the conversation. You say, this is a question that I have that if you can help answer, it's going to mean a lot to me and really help me with my personal finances. And so if you want to call in, 410-922-6680 and ask a question. So, Chris, this morning with Sean, I was talking about refinancing and how everyone who has a mortgage out there with any kind of time left on it, 20, 15, 20, 30 years, whatever, you know, that you ought to be seriously out there thinking about refinancing because rates have really come down dramatically. They were 3.75 about 5 months ago, and they're down to 2.5, 2.75 today.
I know, it's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely amazing.
But here's the thing that I was talking to Sean about that I wanted to make the point out of, and that is that, you know, we're fee-only advisors. We're looking for the best for our clients at all times. How do I get the best that I can with the knowledge I have for our clients with as little bias and economic bias that you could possibly have? That's why we prefer to be fee-only, non-referral, no fee, no referral fees and so forth. And so here's what we're finding. We're finding that the online mortgage brokers have really come alive, and they are ridiculously competitive now. Rocket Mortgage is one, but the one most of our people in the office have been using is Better.com, BETTER.com, to refinance a mortgage, and they have found that it is not only ridiculously customer service oriented, but the fees, nobody has been able to compete with the fees that these guys are charging and the interest rate they're getting.
And the most important of all is they've actually settled. Yeah, on these loans.
And they settled in a relatively quick period of time. Lady shows up at their house, you know, boom. You don't have to go anywhere. Person shows up wherever you want them to show up. You want them to come to your office? You want them to come to your house? They show up with a mask. They come in. They sign papers. You got 3 days to look them over. Boom.
It'd be interesting to hear about some of the more difficult ones. Can they help finesse? Can they help finesse those too? Because it sounds like their customer service has been very responsive.
Yep. Let's go to our first caller. Again, we're on an open show tonight, 410-922-6680, if you want to call in. So, Lou in Pikesville, how can we help you?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Okay. I don't know if anybody's talked about this, but the scam artists that call on the telephones.
They do it all the time. But which ones are you referring to?
All of them.
All of them. There are a lot of them. You got the Social Security scam. You got the IRS scam. You got the Microsoft and Apple scam where they call in and tell you, you know, your computer's infected. Your iPad's infected. You know, you got to give me this information. You got to do this. You got to do that. So,
oh, yeah. And they can lower your rate on your credit card and so
right?
on.
You know, all these things. And
or unclaimed money.
You know what the best thing is to just not answer a landline telephone anymore.
Oh, that doesn't work. That doesn't work.
Well,
what you do.
Okay, go ahead. Give it to us.
Okay. You play along with them. In other words, they'll say, how are you? And you say, oh, okay. And they can save you a lot of money. And then they say, what credit card are you using? Is it MasterCard or Visa? And you say, MasterCard. Can you hold and I'll get it? And you eat up about a minute there. And then you say, oh, I've got it. And they say, well, does a number start with a 4 for Visa and a 5 for MasterCard? Of course, they know that. And you say, yeah, it does. And then slowly you give them the wrong numbers. You're eating up time. Now, they said, I've heard people on the radio saying, hosts, that if they can get 1 out of 1,000, it's worth their while to get unsuspecting people that are cognitively disabled. Okay? But if you're wasting their time, you know, they only call doing mainly between lunch and dinner.
Right. But, you know, I hear what you're saying, Lou, and I don't. You could potentially do that, but your best bet is to just let it go to a voicemail. Listen and don't go and call. You got to keep in mind, these are not normal people. These are evil, evil people who would do this type of stuff to individuals. And I think your best bet is to not play with them. And yeah, it could work, but I'd say
get more telephone calls in, and you're going to get somebody that's going to play.
You know, they're going to find, somebody's going to find that person no matter what, you know. But you just have to be careful. I hear what you're saying, and I wish there was a more, concerted effort to figure out who these people are and stop them as best you can. But I don't think there is. I got to run for my first traffic pause. But it's a great question he's bringing up, and he's trying to come up with a solution to stop these people. But they're just evil, evil people that would do something like that, you know, to call up and somebody hit my mother, scared the living bejeebers out of her, told her that she was her grandson, and she said, she thought, oh, is this Chris? And he goes, yeah, this is Chris. I'm in jail. And I had a bad accident, and they told me they're going to charge me with, manslaughter or something, and I need money. You know, and she said, well, you better call your father and get that. And so, and then she got off the phone because, you know, she wanted to call somebody. And she was trembling when she finally got in touch with me. And I said, Mom, it's a scam. You know, you have to understand it's a scam. She said, I just need to talk to him. I just need to talk to him.
Sure.
My mother's 91.
Right.
What kind of evil people do things like that? You know, they ought to find them and they should hang them in the public square. That's
by their shoestrings. By their shoestrings.
By their shoestrings or anything else.
No, just by their shoestrings. Just embarrassing for a while.
Anyway, we got to go to our first traffic pause, and then we're going to come back. Open show, 410-922-6680. This is Drew Tignanelli, president of the Financial Consulate and host of Money, Riches, and Wealth. So often a radio listener calls me saying, I've been listening to you for years and have been meaning to call. When they come in for their comprehensive financial physical, they say, I wish I had done this years ago. If you've been meaning to call and meet with us, then do not wait. Call now to learn more about our trademark financial physical. The financial physical is designed to be a comprehensive second opinion analyzing all your goals and objectives. Are you maximizing tax efficiencies? Will you be able to maintain your lifestyle in retirement? Is your portfolio properly allocated, or just a few of the many parts of the physical? The best part of our service is you get to see the final product before you decide if you want to pay for it. We do this to assure you we are not selling product, and we guarantee the physical to be truly beneficial. Do not wait any longer. Call 410-823-7283. That's 410-823-SAFE, or visit us online at financialphysical.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're back. Money, Riches, and Wealth. We're on, it's The Who. No, the guess who. That's who it is.
You
say, I'm
you
sorry.
Always just say the Eagles.
I was going to guess
you
who.
You always just say the Eagles.
Yeah. Why does somebody, you know, call themselves the guess who when the who is already out there? Wasn't the who out there first and then the guess who comes in? I mean, what kind of ridiculous name is that? Guess who?
They're
not
artists.
The who.
They're artists. They think differently than you and I.
Anyway, most people think differently than me. Anyway, we're here on an open show, 410-922-6680. If you want to call in and ask a question, anything you want to talk about personal finances, we're here to help you. And I do have a couple people online. I'm even going to satisfy my producer, put my glasses on so I can see your name. Well, if you put that name in something other than white, I could see it probably, you know? Anyway, I'm not giving you a hard time or anything, Chris, you know? Chuck in Potomac, how can we help you, Chuck?
Yes, I have a question. I have, like, you know, every month, have another maybe, like, $10,000 that I don't... I never invested anything so far. I never have time, so, but I have, like, you know, cash flow, like, $10,000 each month, and I don't know where to put it.
Where to put it?
Yeah, where do I put it? Right now, it's all part of my bank saving account, but I already have more than 6 months or 1 year's saving
okay.
for that. So I don't know what to do at this point. So I don't
well,
know,
you know,
should I buy the house or just, I don't know what to put.
You know, the decision is something that you have to make on your, you know, you have to sit down and look at your options. You know, you've got real estate investing, but if you do it into real estate investing, it's a business in itself. And you may not have time to do the business in itself. You could
yeah.
put it in the stock market and you could invest it monthly, you know, just add a monthly amount every time. And unless you believe the world's coming to an end, you know, the stock market over long periods of time, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, tends to make a profit. Even after the Great Depression, after 5 to 10 years, the people that had invested monthly were making a substantial amount of money because...
Just put it into, like, kind of index funds, something like that?
Index
like,
funds is what we typically invest in. Now, we do have a lot of active funds we like to use because there are some really great... If you find the great managers, you know, they're worth putting some money with. So index funds are really super great managers, and they're hard to find. But when you find them, you know who they are. But, you know, you got to just keep investing and just keep plowing it in. And even if the market's going down like it did today, every time you put money in, you keep buying in at either lower prices or the market's going up. And that's good because now the rest of your money's going up. So... It's almost like when you do a monthly buy-in, it doesn't matter which way the market's going. It's a win-win either way. So
that's already been done by my 401k or anything like that.
Yeah, but this is after-tax money. Your 401k is before-tax money normally. This is after-tax money. So you got to have the two in balance when you retire. And
okay.
so... You know, that's why, and you can look to other options. There are other things out there. There are annuities, and, you know, they're now annuities that have no commissions. Now, I don't think they're great investments, but they meet certain people's criteria of what they're looking for. And as long as you're not paying the commissions of 10% to somebody who's out there to sell it to you and not even explain what the dang thing's really all about... You know, it can make some sense for some people. It's not for everyone, but it's for some people. And then there's other things, too. There's all kinds of things, but it's impossible for me to say, Chuck, put it into... Only a salesperson would do that. A salesperson's going to sit here and tell you, put it into this, because I'm going to sell it to you and I'm going to make some money. That's not what we do. We're professional advisors. We need to understand the client before we can make an investment decision. I got to run on. I got other people I got to answer. It's a great question. I wished I could give you.
Sure, you want to see what other things he's doing. I mean, diversification.
You want to put it into a comprehensive plan and,
sure.
and figure it out. You know, Ron in Owings Mills, how can we help you?
This was not my main question, but just follow up on the last one real quick. How do I know if I'm getting charged to? Commission on an annuity these days. It used to be there was big commissions on all of them.
if you're dealing with somebody who's an insurance agent or a stockbroker, I absolutely guarantee you you're paying big commissions on it. It should tell you. Well, here's the easiest way.
Just look at
the
surrender charges.
And that's it. Look at the surrender charges. If somebody tells you that there's a surrender charge for the first 5 years, 10 years, whatever, you are absolutely paying commissions on that product. Now, what they'll argue, here's what they'll argue. Oh, Ron, you're not going to pay the commissions because at the end of 5 years or 10 years or whatever it is, you don't have to worry about that surrender charge. But trust me. The only reason that surrender charge is going away is because the insurance company made back every nickel commission they paid that person to sell the dang thing to you. So don't fall for that baloney, that lie, that at the end of 10 years you didn't pay any commissions, because the insurance company absolutely assured that they made every nickel of that commission back some way, shape, or form. So, but do you have another quick question? Because I got to run to another call.
Yeah, I did. The main question was... like I'm 71, and got a granddaughter who's like 6 years old, who's got she's got some mental incapacity and some physical. So I got about $1.5 million extra money. I'm okay with pension and Social Security year to year.
Right.
So I got extra money for her.
Okay.
Please give me some ideas.
So the first thing you have to do, the first thing you have to do, Ron, is you need to talk to a great special needs lawyer, like Mary O'Byrne. Mary O'Byrne, you know, will set up a special needs trust that you could put money into, and then that money could be there to help and protect that child without losing any government assistance. Okay. Another option is an ABLE account, but you can only put in $15,000 per year up to a maximum of $100,000. But you need to talk to somebody like a Mary O'Byrne who can help you with decisions like that in the special needs arena. Because that's what you're talking about with that granddaughter, right, granddaughter?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what you're talking about, and that's what you need. You can always come to somebody like us first and say, okay, help me figure this out in a big picture, and then you can go to Mary O'Byrne and get it done from a legal perspective. But, you know, that's totally up to you, but that's what you need. You need to work with somebody who's going to get you a special needs trust and protect her. The money's there. It's invested. It's safe for her. Somebody's taking care of it, but not going to lose any potential government assistance that she could possibly get during her lifetime. All right?
All right, Mary O'Byrne.
O-B-Y-R-N-E. Mary O'Byrne. She's in Cockeysville.
In Towson.
No, yes. She's in Cockeysville now.
She moved. Gotcha.
She moved up near Martin's, whatever it is, off of Cranbrook and somewhere in that area. Mary O'Byrne. O-B-Y-R-N-E. All right?
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, buddy. Take care. Got to go to traffic. I'm going to be right back with Ed, and we're on an open show, 410-922-6680. If you want to call in, right now I got to go to traffic.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're back. Money, Riches, and Wealth, and If I were. But I can't do anything with wood, to be honest with you. Kelly will tell you that, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Kelly True.
One of the few things you can't do then, right?
I don't know about that, but anyway, we're going to Ed in Northwest Baltimore. Ed, how can I help you?
Yes, as you know, back in the good old days, in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, there was such a thing as paying 8%, all the way to 5%.
Yeah.
For certificates of deposit.
Yeah.
How come the banks found out that, you know, we no longer the hell with the customers? We pay zero now. How did we get from those years all the way to where we now? Is it because it costs too much money to the banks to pay interest?
Well, it does, because you got to keep in mind, Ed, that banks borrow money from us and lend it to the public and so forth. But, you know, the interest rates are all affected by the rate on the 30-day treasury bill. And if the Federal Reserve drives the 30-day Treasury bill down to, what, 0.09 right now?
Yeah, 0.09%,
everything competes off the Treasury bill now. So the FDIC banks don't have to offer more than 0.2% to compete against the 30-day Treasury bill. And if they only have to pay us 0.2%, then they can make more money by lending it out to people at 3 in their on their home equity credit lines. And so everything moves by the movements that the Federal Reserve makes. And right now, even during the Great Depression, interest rates never got as low as they are now. And yet that's illogical, because during the Great Depression, we had deflation. The cost of goods and services were declining. Mm-hmm. You should have had the lowest interest rates ever in the history of our country, but we didn't, because of the way the Federal Reserve handled things back then. It's one of the reasons why the Great Depression got so great. It's that they mishandled it.
0.02 today. 0.072.
Right.
0.072 on the 30-day treasury. So everything competes off that. So the banks don't have to offer a lot of interest rate. And other banks are dropping interest rates that they're lending at to get more business. And so you got this revolving door, and you got to drop rates. And that's why you're not getting your 5 and 6% anymore.
Right.
So, you know, and you know, that's a great lesson to understand. And all of our listeners should understand this. And that is that there is this universe of investments, and all investments compete off of the safest investment known in the United States of America, which is the 30-day Treasury. And Chris just told you, it's 0.07%, okay? Now, if that's the safest rate, in order for somebody to attract you to invest in their investment, which isn't as safe as the 30-day Treasury, they have to offer, they give you a higher rate of return. But the higher that rate of return goes from the 0.07% of the 30-day Treasury, you immediately should think to yourself, why are they offering me 1% or 2% or 3%? Why is this person telling me I'm going to get 5%? There's got to be either they're lying and misleading me, or there's a lot more risk here, because nobody would offer me 5% if the safest rate is only 0.07%. They'd offer me 1% if it's a relatively safe investment, because, you know, the 30 days only yielding 0.07. So everything competes off of that. And it's very, if you get a grasp of what I just said there, you will be a much better investor, and you won't fall for the garbage that people throw out there to try to convince you, as the first caller said, to scam you into buying investments that really aren't very safe investments.
I see.
All right?
Okay. Thanks a lot. Well,
you know where we learned that, Chris? You hadn't come with the firm yet, but it was 1984. It was actually 82 or 83. And the federal banks were offering 7, 8%. And the Maryland banks were offering 11, 12, 13%. And so the universe investment would tell you that if the Maryland banks were as safe as the federal banks, they should yield a lot closer to the federal banks.
Sure.
But they weren't. They were offering a premium, a substantial premium. And so that had to raise alarms as to why. Why would they offer a better rate if it's as safe as the federal, or almost as safe as the federal? And the answer was, it wasn't. But you had to do the homework to figure that out. But
right.
Because I understood that relationship between, you know, what's the safer investments are offering versus something else that's offering a lot more, I was able to go out there and do the homework and say, whoa, wow, this thing's a disaster. And it could cause some real serious negative repercussions if this comes to be. And lo and behold, about a year or two later, it came to be. And those people who were in Maryland S&Ls were sorry that they were in Maryland S&Ls. Not totally, but it could have been a lot worse if I don't remember who the governor was back then. But they were fortunate that they bailed him out.
I was trying to think, it would have been before Paris Glendening, I guess.
Oh, it was well before him.
I guess he would have been.
1984. It was Willie Don Schaefer, wasn't it? Yeah, it would have been.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, I think it was.
Look it up.
Sure. Anyway, it may have been just before him, too, though. So, anyway, we're on an open show. We don't have any callers online right now. It's probably because I was rambling on about Maryland SNLs, and they don't even exist anymore. 410-922-6680. 410-922-6680. If you want to call in and ask a question. And but, you know, again, you know, if you want to become a great investor, if you can get your arms around what I just explained a second ago, that all investments compete against the safest investment, what will happen is...
Harry Hughes.
From 79 to 87.
Yep.
And that's when Don Schaefer took over. It was around 87 or so. So yep. Harry Hughes. Yep. Now, I do remember that now that, you know, he was the one that did that. But anyway... if you can get your arms around that and understand, if something is as safe as the safest thing, it should yield something close to the safest thing. It's always, you know, if the United States Treasury bill is yielding 0.07 and a federal bank is offering you 0.5, which is, you could say, five times or even eight times higher rate of return, you'd say, well, you know, what's the risk there? Well, you know, it's a bank. It's not the federal government, you know, and even though they have FDIC insurance, it's still not the federal government. And it doesn't give you the absolute safety, and also treasury bills you can sell at any time. So you have to offer a little higher rate of return. But it's when somebody offers you 2%, tells you it's safe. And the 30-day Treasury bill is only offering 0.07%. Something's wrong. The tentacles go up, and you say, I've got to understand this. I've got to figure out what the risk is before I invest in it. And don't believe the person who's offering it to you. If the person's offering it to you, tells you, oh, no, this is absolutely safe. I guarantee it. You know, you don't want to listen to them. You want to do your own homework because something's wrong. They're lying to you.
There are very few things are guaranteed.
Yeah, absolutely. And always remember that if something is going to yield more than the safest rate of return, it's got to come with a level of risk. Your job is to figure out what that risk is. And there's all types of different types of risk that could bring that in. Anyway, we're on an open show today. We've got to take our next last traffic pause. If you want to call in and ask a question, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. There are lines open for this last segment. Let's go to traffic. This is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth, and president of the Financial Consulate. Are you looking for a professional financial advisor that you can trust and help you through all stages of life? Having a team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs gives us the ability to help you prepare your tax return, strategize to help you minimize tax liability, help you visualize and reach your retirement goals, and help guide you in every other facet of personal financial planning. We demonstrate these abilities every Wednesday night on our radio show, Money, Riches, and Wealth. Have you been wanting a second opinion? Then consider our trademark service, the Financial Physical. We guarantee if you don't come away from your Financial Physical with a sense of immense value, then there will be absolutely no charge. Call 410-823-7283 to speak with me and the team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs. That is 410-823-SAVE or go online to financialphysical.com. That's financialphysical.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
We're back. Money, Riches, and Wealth, and we're on an open show. We have a line or two open. We have a couple callers online. We'll be with them in a second. If you want to get in, we probably could answer at least one or two more callers, 410-922-6680. And I have Eugene in Severna Park. Eugene, how can we help you?
Hey, how you doing?
Great, and you?
You said, heard you earlier say something about Rocket Mortgage, and what was that other one?
Well, the one that most of our people, we know for a fact, is Better.com. A lot of our people in our company have used Better.com and have been absolutely stunned at how good they've done it, how easy it was to work with them, and how much lower in cost and interest rate they were than a mortgage broker.
And there are others out there.
That's not
necessarily an endorsement of these guys, but it's to say that we know people who have had great experiences, and there are others now that are... that are doing that.
Yep, online companies. Yep. So, you know, you ought to be, if you've got a mortgage, Gene, you ought to be looking at refinancing.
I am. I got a 3.625 now, but I know they're lower than that.
Yeah, 3.625, you should be able to come down by about 1%. And if you come down by 1%, it should save you a fair amount of money, you know, and so forth. So you ought to be thinking about it. Do you have enough equity in the house, of course?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, I got plenty of equity.
Oh, then that's good. Then you definitely should be out. How many years left on your mortgage right now? When did you last refi?
Oh, it's been 2 years.
2 years. So you still will probably have 28 years. So to refi now, as
I'm down to maybe 26, maybe.
26 years, yeah. Did you pay any cost in mortgage insurance or anything of that sort when you bought the house? I mean, when you financed it or whatever?
Back in 68?
No, back in 2016 when you refinanced it.
No, I don't recall any insurance.
Yeah, okay, so good. Then, you know, if you have a mortgage out there on that house that still has 26 years left, at 3.625, you definitely should be looking at refinancing. But you don't want to pay. But you don't want to pay any fees. You don't want to pay any discount rates. You don't want to pay any points. You want to bring your fees down as much as possible, you know, and so forth. And that's why we believe that online broker, one that the people in my office have used, and we don't get anything from this, Better.com, they found them to be very competitive and effective.
Yeah,
so try.
Most of these companies hitting you for like $6,000.
Yeah, we'll try. Well, keep in mind, though, part of your refinancing is you've got to put up your escrow again, and then you're going to get your escrow back. So you might have $3,000 you're putting up of that $6,000, and $3,000 is going to come back from your current escrow account. So yeah, there's a little, you know, Peter and Paul game going on there. So what you have to look at is the...
Three is a whole lot better than six.
Yeah, but I understand. But you have to look at what those fees are that they're charging you. And
right.
Some of them, if they're escrows, you've got to take them out of the equation because you're going to get them back when you refinance from your old mortgage company.
Oh, okay.
All right? So
right.
Go take it. Go bring that rate down to 3.65, 2.5, 2.65 if you can, my friend.
That's what I'm looking for.
All right. Well, try that. Better.com. See what you can
appreciate
do.
It. Thank you.
All right. Take care. And Rebecca in Pennsylvania, how can we help you?
Thank you. I was going to consolidate my late husband's funds in a bank, but they said to me, like when I saw some, they said FDIC, you have to title it correctly because the FDIC only, you know, guarantees so much money in each account. So I was confused about it, and I left it alone, but I was just wondering, do you know about the FDIC rules about what they actually guarantee in accounts and how it should be titled?
Sure, but I mean, how much money do you have in banks? Is it like
about
over...
$500,000.
So how many children do you have?
None.
How many? None?
None, yeah.
None. So how were you thinking of retitling the account?
Well, I wasn't concerned about retitling, and I was just concerned about that if something happened that I didn't...
You're only going to get $250,000 if it's just you on the account. So if it's just you, you get $250,000 of insurance. If you put beneficiaries under the account and you say transfer on death to Chris and Drew, then you're going to get $250,000 for each of us. You'll get $500,000 of insurance. So it depends on who's the title on the account. And it depends on whether you have transfer on death beneficiaries on the account. And that's how FDIC does its, insuring. And
nieces and nephews?
Nieces and nephews work, yeah, absolutely. So if you, how many nieces and nephews do you like?
Well, I only have two and I like them both.
Okay, so do Rebecca account and transfer on death to niece number one and nephew number two, you know, or something like that. And as long as there are two beneficiaries under your name, you will have $500,000 of insurance on one account.
Oh, okay.
There's also, if you go online, do you do computers much?
No, my computer had a virus. I touched it twice, and it got a virus. And it's unplugged and looking at me nasty.
Get yourself an iPad is what I'm trying to say, Rebecca. Get yourself an iPad and type in FDIC insurance calculator. And there's a really cool tool that the FDIC provides, and you just fill it in. You say, my account's in my name, and I have no beneficiaries, and how much is my insurance? And they'll tell you. Or you could put down, I have one account in my name, and two beneficiaries, three beneficiaries. How much insurance do I have? And it'll tell you. And you go through the process, and it's a really cool little calculator if you're concerned about how your money's insured in a bank account. All right.
Basically, when any bank close, they like take over the account, and they're like insured too. Correct.
Yeah. So the way it works is, let's say you're with XYZ Bank, and let's say XYZ Bank, the FDIC is in there, and they say, hey. You know, you guys are almost bankrupt. You know, we're looking this over, and you really got to do something. So we're going to put you in default or whatever. What do they call it? They got a name for it, Chris. I can't remember what it
receivership?
Is. No. Receivership. That's what they call it. So we're going to put you in receivership. But nobody should know that we're going to do this to you, okay? And so I'm serious. Nobody's going to know that they're going to do this. And then what happens is, on Friday, the bank closes.
That happened to me once.
Right. The bank closes on Friday. The FDIC steps in on Saturday, takes over all the controls of the company, kicks out some of the management that they don't want be there anymore. And Monday morning, the bank opens again, and nobody really knows, but the FDIC now says, we're taking over, and we're working out a deal, but all your money's here. And we're either going to liquidate this bank, but in the interim, you just keep doing business as you have, and we're taking care of everything.
That happened when we were Keith Federal.
But they're very efficient. They've done it very well. They do it very well. You don't even know. Don't even feel it.
It used to be you had to wait a week or two to get your money.
And sometimes, sometimes they'll actually just have PNC come in, and Monday morning PNC now owns the bank, mm-hmm. and nobody even knows it. But the FDIC arranged it with PNC. They guaranteed PNC a certain amount of money, and boom, it's taken over and run. So, you know.
Thank you.
All right. You take care, Rebecca.
Thank you.
Yep. Good question, too, on banks and bank safety insurance and all that kind of good stuff. So next week we're on an open show. So
any more calls?
No, that's more calls.
Okay.
Not unless you're calling.
No, I was just curious if we have less than a minute.
Less than a minute to go.
Sure.
I'm going to Rehoboth tomorrow.
Good for you. Yeah, you know, it's a rare time that you actually take off.
My wife
loves
to go to the ocean, and she doesn't like to go during the, you know, the hustle and bustle of the summertime. So we always go, like, in fall sometime, and so this weekend is time to go to Rehoboth.
Smart lady.
So, and we got some things we're going to look at, you know, because I keep telling people that if Maryland doesn't get their act together, it's time to get out of Dodge. I keep telling people that, and now I'm starting to think about it myself, you know. So one day we're going to talk more about that.
Sure.
Anyway, this is Drew Signinelli saying God bless.
Things are gonna be much better.